after the Lord had risen from supper, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the feet of his disciples. He left them this example. After the Lord had risen from supper, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the feet of his disciples. He left them this example. Great is the Lord, and highly to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain rises in beauty, the joy of all the earth. Mount Zion, in the heart of the Lord, the city of the mighty King. God, in the midst of its citadels, has shown himself its stronghold. Behold, the kings assemble, together they advance. They saw, at once they marveled, dismayed, they fled in fear. After the Lord had risen from supper, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the feet of his disciples. He left them this example. The Lord Jesus, after eating supper with his disciples, washed their feet and said to them, "Do you know what I, your Lord and Master, have done for you? I have given you an example that you should do likewise." The Lord Jesus, after eating supper with his disciples, washed their feet and said to them,
all you peoples, give ear all.
sufficient for our life.
Live by your Lord and Master, have washed your feet. How much more should you wash each other's feet?
This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
Jesus said to his disciples, this is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you, says the Lord.
I give you a new commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you, says the Lord.
Blessed are those whose way is blameless, all who walk in the law of the Lord.
I give you a new commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you, says the Lord.
Let faith, hope, and charity, these three remain among you, but the greatest of these is charity.
Let faith, hope, and charity, these three remain among you, but the greatest of these is charity.
Now faith, hope, and charity, these three remain, but the greatest of these is charity.
Let faith, hope, and charity,